What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast.
Yay, what's up, Survivor Nation? I'm your host, Jeff, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast. We are live streaming from home because it's COVID-19 and we are not allowed to leave our homes and stream from where we normally stream, which is on the island, of course. Jeff Probst couldn't be here, so you're going to be stuck with me, the other Jeff. Also with us on the show, on my screen left is Scott. Welcome to the show. How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you? What you got there? A little OJ? Got a little vodka in there?
No, this is some sort of new drink that we found. It's like an island punch or something, and it tastes a combination of pineapple, orange, coconut, mango, passion fruit.
So it tastes like something you would get at a reward challenge?
Yeah, I'm drinking it for the survivorship. And put a little vodka. It tastes really good with vodka.
I'm sure.
Or rum, or Malibu, or any clear liquid. Alcohol. All right, Jason, welcome to the show. How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. Really kind of excited from what we witnessed last night, which was one of, if not the best episode of the season so far, I think.
The Dome Patrol UK guys. And they are, of course, Thomas Morstead. By the way, if you haven't listened to it, folks, look in your podcast app. It's going to be the one that was published just before this episode, where the UK Dome Patrol UK interviews Thomas Morstead. We got a little cross promotion there. But yeah, let's talk about Survivor. Debbie's watching. Hey, Debbie, how you doing? She says yummy to the drink. So getting into Survivor. Back into Survivor mode. Oh, one other quick tease before we do that. If you're going to be online tonight, we will be live streaming during the NFL draft. It'll be the Dome Patrol New Orleans Saints Draft Spectacular. So make sure that you come back tonight for it. And right now there's no alcohol in this one, but I'll have an alcoholic one tonight.
Yes, you will.
My Sonic may or may not contain alcohol.
That's right.
It's a Powerade slushy.
Yeah, we're tailgating. Happy draft day, everybody. And so speaking of drafting, there was a draft on the island.
A wind?
Not all segues work. All right, what do we got? Did they start on I can't even remember.
They did not start.
No, they started showing Jeremy by himself.
Yeah, Jeremy by himself.
That's right.
It's very interesting showing the results of his get out of tribal council free card.
He's dipping out.
But I mean, he was right that it would have been him.
He was right to do it for like his own game at that time, because he wouldn't have survived that vote, right?
No chance. He was 100% being voted out.
They were going to steal a vote. There was no way. Yeah. So it was the right move. And then obviously it was the right move in the longer term because it saved him this time too.
Yep. He would have been like Sophie sitting on an idol. And
did he have an idol?
No, he did not.
Okay. Well, he had that.
He just had
the thing to leave. I mean, if he hadn't used it, he didn't get kicked off, it would have been useless.
Yeah,
James Baker, 2 live streams in a day. See you in about 3 hours.
He's supposed to be sleeping, James.
James is supposed to be wrapping up.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got? Glad he did that. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to jump straight into that. Let's talk about the earlier stuff first that happened, which was we did have quite the beginning, first half of an episode, especially, I think, by comparison to last week.
Tony kind of saying he's, you know, playing double agent, but he eventually went to the side he was supposed to be faking. he forgot what side he was on.
He was so deep. but hey, you know, the double agent thing that he set out to do, but his ability to adapt and recognize, you know what? And even though, even still, he was going to play them to get their tokens that he needed for the extortion thing. And I think part of it might have been their willingness to help on top. You know, they started to realize, wait a minute, this might be a better gig for me because – and Tony's playing – that's a little old school is what he's doing, is when those numbers are right and you have the majority and it's you have the majority by one, you swing underneath and now you got the majority over here and you take out one of your competitors over here. It depends how many times can he swing that pendulum.
Yeah, I don't know, because next week, you know, I think some people are going to be kind of pissed that he.
Well, definitely yep. Sarah. I mean, Sarah is his quote-unquote partner coming into the game, so she's not going to be thrilled about it. But
how you know, do you – you're Tony. How do you win Sarah back? Like, how do you make sure she's not going to see that as an attack on her? You're Tony.
Maybe tell him – okay, let me ask – I know. That's what I'm saying.
You look like this. You
I need to ask – did Tony go to Sarah and ask for any fire tokens?
No.
No, he did not.
Not that they showed.
Well, I'm wondering if she knows that he got fire tokens from somebody, because he could be like, look, in exchange for the fire tokens, I had to do that.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I mean,
That would be good. Okay, so Scott's going to go the lying way. Got it. Okay.
Well, but, I mean, kind of lying, but also spin the truth. Like, look, they gave me this disadvantage, it's extortion, man. It's extortion.
when he was running in there, like, sliding into the ground, like, look, what the fuck is this
I didn't know if you were watching at the time that I was watching, but you remember last week when you were like, I want to know why Tony was running and sliding.
Yeah.
And when I saw it, because I was watching pretty close to live, and I wanted to be like, that's why.
It was really hilarious to watch him be so excited that he got this, only to realize, wah, wah.
And I love that even him telling the story after, he was playing all of us, because, he's rehashing what happened, and he's giving it like,
I mean, he really is the most entertaining player. And, you know, before we delve even more into this, let's not even fact, I mean, we got to look at the fact that he went and got and found the hidden immunity idol, you know, right after the first morning when he went out there when everybody was sleeping. And then Nick comes along and he tells Nick, go look over there. I haven't looked over there yet. You know,
where he had looked.
Right. So to be able to do that right away and get that, you know, it was really a change of his game, because he said he was trying to lay, other than the one episode with the Spy Shack, he's trying to be patient, lay low.
Well, wasn't it in this season, the first episode, they were kind of getting nervous about him because he ran off and looked for the idol on that camp?
Or no, he went in a spy shack and he was gone for a while.
No, but I'm talking episode one when they landed on the island, or was that last season?
It wasn't him. I think it was like Adam or something.
Oh yeah, maybe so.
Looking for the idols.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Okay. Well, either way. Okay. So Jason, the track you're going on, if Tony's building this resume, not just to win the season, but I would argue if he does in fact win this season, I think he goes down as the best Survivor player in its 40 seasons.
It would be hard to argue. I mean, you know, again, whoever
pass up Sandra, he passes Sandra up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's playing. I mean, right now he's playing a great game. He's adapting. He's doing the right things.
As of now, he hasn't had a single vote against him yet. You know,
people to give him fire tokens to allow him to play and be at a challenge when they didn't need him to, or why would you want him to?
I mean, they could have just said, no, fuck it. Nope, sorry.
And beauty is he wins the thing, so he pays them back immediately. Nothing's better than paying your debts, right? I mean, now they really trust him. Then he backfires them or backstabs them.
How far? How long?
I would go to back to my earlier question. I would go to Sophie if I'm Tony, and I wouldn't necessarily, and I wouldn't lie to her or manipulate anything. I would tell her, Sarah, yes, you and I have a final two. Getting rid of Sophie has nothing to do with you. And she went, oh, well, Sophie was my number one. Wait a minute, I thought I was your number one. So maybe getting rid of Sophie, you're telling me, was the right move? Is that what you're saying, Sarah?
I mean, I know they said they had an agreement before the game, but because, you know, I mean, Tony kind of crossed her the very first time they played. So I don't know, you know, would Sarah, you know, would Sarah really, really bring him to the end? You know, that's debatable, because I'm sure, you know, she probably doesn't think she can trust him. So
how long ago was this season that he won?
It was probably,
thanks. Let's see.
Maybe like, I'm thinking like maybe 4 years, which would have been like 7 or 8 seasons. You know, because his first season, like he was there, Sarah was there, with Spencer and Cass. That was that season, Tony's first season. And Wu, when Wu inexplicably took Tony to the end. So I'm thinking maybe 4 years ago. And then he came back And he got bounced early.
It was the 28th season.
Wow.
So was 12 seasons ago.
Later returned for the 34th season.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so you're talking about like 6 years
later, which was 3 years later. Boy, it didn't seem like that long, huh?
I mean, it really does. It really doesn't. But a lot of these newer seasons kind of blend together. I mean, hell, you've had 40 of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, Tony won in the 28th season.
But you know, getting back to Tony possibly being, you know, if he can hold off to win being the greatest survivor ever. I mean, you could, whoever wins this season is instantly going to be on this
conversation.
You know, on this higher level. But I mean, man, if Tony could do it, knowing, you know, from the beginning of the game, in addition to, you know, outside of some of the old school famous players, I mean, Tony seemed to be a big target going in, not somebody who was ever going to fly under the radar. So for him, if he can hold on, I mean, it really, yeah, I mean, he's got definitely got a good resume for being considered one of the best, if not the best.
He's going what, vertical next week. He's going to be up in the trees, in the nest.
Tree shack.
Yeah, spy nest. So that ought to be interesting.
Guy nest. Got to watch those Terminators.
How funny would it be? So two people are sitting there talking, right? Tony's up in the tree, and all of a sudden he just falls out.
Let's get some coconuts.
Yeah. Now, how funny would that be? If you're just sitting there, they don't even play it. Like, they're just sitting there talking, and all of a sudden you just see this guy fall from the tree. I just pictured it.
I just hear him landing flat, too, like, thump.
And then he gets up, and he just runs away. He just runs away.
I have him instantly having a story. You know, like, yeah, I was jumping from tree to tree, getting some coconuts, and next thing you know, what do you think? Isn't it crazy, guys? Bye.
So I know
Jeremy up there. He was saying
I know the situation worked out for him. He was borrowed the tokens, was able to pay him back. But do you think? I mean, I don't know if I agree with people on Extinction Island having this extortion thing, people who have been voted out of the game to be able to demand so much from a player into game, like that really could have completely upended Tony's game. Like, let's say he gets the tokens and doesn't win, you know, then it puts him behind the eight ball.
Oh Lord, something wrong with what you said. You said being voted out of the game, and that's your problem. They weren't voted out of the game. They were voted off that island. They're still in the game. They're still playing. This is the third this is phase three Survivor, man. We are entering a new era of Survivor with fire tokens, all kinds of different powers all over. They're coming at you from different angles and stuff. Like Jeff even said in Tribal Council, there's landmines everywhere. You don't know where they're coming from. You don't know what they're going to be. And I love this Survivor. I love what they're doing with it. And yes, I do love the fact that the people that were voted out have that ability to do it, because I would not like it if – what's the alternative? Production hands someone an idol? Production hands someone an extortion? You know what I mean? Like, that's too – it's too easy to blame the producers for fixing the game as though it were Big Brother. This now allows, you know what, if the right person finds something, they're going to help your game or hurt your game. And I love that it's always been positive things now, and this was the first negative thing that he had to pay in order to play.
But he just got the guy that's still – I mean, look, yes – technically, Extinction people are still in the game, but it's going to be very difficult, and only one gets back, whereas this guy is still in the game, didn't get voted out by his tribe, and he got fucked, basically.
Welcome to Survivor.
And it's multifaceted.
And like Debbie just said, these are winners, man. This isn't like somebody's first time playing the game. They're playing for $2 million.
Yeah, and it's multifaceted because the people getting the tokens on Extinction Island are using that to buy an advantage possibly in the challenge to get back into the game. So you take, you know, you say, I mean, they store them for six tokens. I'm assuming they split them between Parv and the other girl.
Yeah, probably.
Three and three.
So I guess looking at it, like, let's say Tony would not have been able to borrow enough tokens. Like, six tokens is very steep.
Yeah. You know,
maybe that then played into it because if he wasn't able to borrow that, then he's shit out of luck. He can't compete in the challenge, and he – what was the other – and he doesn't –
He couldn't vote.
And he would not be able to vote in tribal.
He can't vote. That's I mean, it didn't matter because he got the token. It's fucking extortion. But it's
don't you think that should be expensive?
It's an incredibly steep penalty, I think, that could have completely ruined his game.
It's game, baby.
Wah.
It's time to play the game.
Oh, shit.
I know the wrong song.
It's a different song, but anyway.
I know. It's what happened. It's what happened, okay?
And that's really all Extinction Island. All they really had was them getting that.
You know what? They need to have the Get Back in the Game challenge pretty soon, I think.
I agree. I really am going to be upset if it's one of these five people left and somebody's like slides in at the end. Like, they didn't even have to play the game. I know it's almost like if I knew we were going to be playing a season with Extinction Island, I might intentionally get voted out just so I can coast and then get back in at the end. I don't have to have all the mental, all these people are like mentally exhausted and paranoid. At least, the Extinction Island is tough, and I don't think it's as tough as they portray it to be. I'm pretty sure, like, behind that rock is
like beds.
And, yeah. Air conditioning.
Showers.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's a little bit of a cheat code to come back from extension that late.
You know, because in the previews, they didn't, you know, they didn't show any kind of get back in the game challenge. So, I don't know. Maybe they're just hiding it from us. But I just think that needs to happen.
Oh, I know that's coming up next because of the dang weather alerts. So,
showed it on the CBS site.
I stopped after. I'm not going to wait and watch commercials just so I can see previews for next week.
You want to wait a minute and a half to watch three commercials?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't like that.
Valuable.
It is.
As we all know.
Yep. All right. So now Sophie heads to Extinction. All right. Let's talk about Tribal. Because the challenge, honestly, I don't think the challenge is worth talking about. It was meh.
Well, I do want to say one thing about the challenge. When it got down to Tony and Jeremy, did it seem like Jeremy just gave up? Like, he jumped off that beam pretty quick.
I think he either fell, lost concentration, or he – I think maybe it looked like a lightheaded moment. Like, he was –
I don't know. He got off – as soon as Ben went, he jumped off of that beam pretty quick.
But why would he give it?
Maybe that was just editing.
Maybe it was a loyalty thing to Tony. I don't know. No, like, hey, I'm on your side. Don't vote for me kind of thing. I don't know.
I don't think it's the case. I mean, Jeremy has to know he's on the chopping block. He had to do whatever he can to try to win.
Visibly upset, and I don't think that was acting about what had happened. Hey, Dave Beard, hail to the donkey train. And he's even posted a little fleur-de-lis emoji. Because he knows it's draft day.
Right.
All right, so we get to – the scrambling on the camp. So Jeremy hates Ben at this point, which is kind of interesting because Adam hated Ben. A lot of people hate Ben. Like, is Ben – I wonder how aggravating of a person Ben is. And I see it in, like – I could see, like, having conversations with him when you see other people talking to him. He's kind of aggravating. He's a hard person to talk to.
Seems that way from what they've shown. I really wish every episode was 2 hours. I think there's so much more
every time Jason says it should be 2 hours.
I really think there's so much material that they really could have put in here for a season like this, and it's a damn shame that they didn't.
I think an hour and a half would probably be.
That's worth buying the DVDs, right? You know, that's why you buy the DVDs.
If they did come out with a re-edited version, like an extended version, I think I would probably buy it.
Yeah, Debbie's right. Ben's an irritant. That's a good word. I'm going to start using that about people. He's an irritant.
I think hour and a half would be good.
Yeah, or like not even buy the DVD. Obviously, you know, it's 2020. Like, I'd buy the stream, whatever, you know. I'd buy it on Amazon Prime or something if it gave me 2 hours an episode or it gave me
– Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, if y'all watch The Challenge, it goes an hour and a half.
What?
The Challenge on MTV.
Yeah, oh, an hour and a half. I thought you meant the Immunity Challenge. I'm like, we did watch it, and it was only an hour.
No. The Challenge.
Oh, Scott brought up a challenge on MTV. Drink.
So, but by, you know, by Tony winning Immunity again, really gives him the confidence to try to make the move, you know.
To save Jeremy. Yeah, you're right. So, okay, so they're all doing what they're doing. Everybody is pretty confident that they're going to vote out Jeremy, right? And the minority tribe, were they also voting out Jeremy? Was Tony lying?
Kim, it seemed like Kim and Denise had flipped over and they were going to vote, you know, because they were going to vote with the majority and split
to win
the votes.
Favor.
Yeah, and split the votes. You know, that's the crazy part about having to split votes. It's like, yeah, you want to protect yourself against somebody having an idol, but it can also leave you vulnerable, like what happened this week. Tony, you know, they'd have just put all their file in.
He extorted or exploited that. That situation, but knowledge is power in this game. He knew this was the time to pull something like that. And he, like he said, I'm going to take a couple votes from this one. I'm going to take a couple votes from this one. We're going to save Jeremy. We're going to get Sophie out. And my number one now has no conflict of interest. Genius move if he can keep Zara from being too mad at him for orchestrating it. And right. Even but here's why she shouldn't be, because her answer to Jeff's question was probably one of the best answers I think I've ever heard in tribal council, where she said something to the effect like, we are all winners here. This is like, so she's talking about, I have a respect if you can pull that off. She even said, if you're able to pull off a blindside, then that's a reason why you are the better player in this game. And then he goes and does it. So he should throw her own words back at her and say, you literally just said, I'm the best player. Now, that might backfire on him, but she can get the best player out.
I mean, that is the one question. Is it too early to make, you know, like, is this going to come back and bite him to where people now realize, holy shit, he's building a pretty big resume?
I really think that Tony is going to be on the chopping block just because, I mean, if you look at Kim and Denise, they kind of like, at least kind of figured out, hey, I think he's playing a double agent kind of thing. Now you're going to have Sarah pissed off at him. You're going to have –
He's got to win immunities now. He's got a necklace. So here's the thing. He can – if he doesn't win immunity next week, he can – so whatever week he doesn't win it. So he's got at least – if he can keep winning immunity or not, he's got at least a two-week reprieve. Usually by then, the target's moved.
If he uses it.
If he – right. Well, I mean, I would almost use it in no matter what, especially if I know that I can find it again. I'll use it. I'll go find it. I'll use it. I think that's – who did that? Russell.
Ben.
Russell was famous for that.
Well, Ben towards the end found it. I mean, he
well, I think production gave it to him each time. Which
well,
is
he also gave him the make a fire at four to keep him in the game.
Right, and I think that production's going to give Tony an idol over and over. I mean, do you think Tony found that idol?
That rock just happened
on his own.
Never know. In the dark.
It's like, at this point, they're hiding it under a rock next to a tree. Come on, like, so lazy. But hey, you know what? I don't mind it if it's Tony that's getting them. I would be upset if it was like somebody unworthy. But okay, so if he is smart at this point, his whole thing was to he corralled that group to vote out the weak players, right? Let's keep the power players in the game. Now that he's got them all lined up in one place, he's almost lined them up for the firing squad, because now he's going to the weak players and he's getting rid of the power player. I mean, Jeremy was a threat for him to win immunity challenges, and that's the only way he's gonna, I think, make it. Is he's got to next take out who's the next most likely person to beat him in an immunity challenge, and that's who he's got to start taking out.
It's gonna be hard because
probably
he's got
Ben.
Yeah, I mean, because his old alliance, like, you know, Sarah may be okay with him, but a lot of these other people aren't gonna be thrilled with what he did. So now, you know, he can't just go back to that majority alliance theoretically. You know, they don't know he's got an idol, but they could, you know, they now outnumber him, you know, and his crew. I don't think he can just go back to him. I mean, I guess a lot of it's going to depend on Sarah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I can't imagine, like, Ben's not going to work with him. Kim and Denise.
I don't think he cares if Ben. And think about it. Jeremy is now going to be loyal to him, right? Because he's got Jeremy.
He's got Jeremy. He's got Michelle. And he's got Nick.
Nick, you think? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Nick was
with
him.
Nick voted
with
him.
Four of them again.
Him.
Ben.
Sarah, Denise,
Sarah,
Kim.
Denise, Kim. Sarah may be with him. So let's do that. Now he's got the majority. But even right. Still, 4-4, it comes down to power. Who's got a power to play at the right time? But if he saves himself. And I mean, yeah, so he needs Sarah to come over. And then
there
also,
eight left. Are we missing somebody?
I feel like we're missing 5-4. Somebody. Why
it
did
was
I think
5-4.
We. It was 4-3-2. Was 9. Okay, yeah, so that was the – yeah, so it's down to 8. Yeah,
so
it's 4-4.
If he
okay.
can pull Sarah and
Technically, all he needs is Sarah. If he has Jeremy, Michelle, and Nick, all he needs is Sarah. That's 5 and 3.
If he can pull Sarah and Denise, then he can say bye to Ben.
Yeah, he can.
That's what I would do if I was on.
I think Denise is going to go with whatever Kim goes with.
Kim and then, yeah, Kim will play with Denise. At this point, Kim doesn't have a resume anymore. I think she was starting to build one and she lost it. Denise hasn't done anything since she got rid of Sandra.
Right.
He's got to get rid of either Ben, Kim, or Denise.
Yeah. And I think he's got the numbers to do it. Even if he can get
Sarah. If he can get Sarah.
If he can get Sarah, right. Now, does she have a power? She played her on the power, right? And Sophie got voted out with an idol. She should have never said it with an idol. She shouldn't have told people that. However,
no, because well, now because only won't that idol go back into play?
Unless she bought it, I guess.
No, she found it. No, I think she found it.
Okay, then yeah, I would say it's back on the island, and you know Tony can go get that. Dude, could you imagine if he has 2 idols and wins an immunity?
Jeez.
Goes to the end.
That's the greatest player of all time.
That's right. He's the Drew Brees of Survivor. All right, final thoughts before we close this mother out.
Final thoughts? I just, you know, sad to see Sophie was my second choice after Wendell. So I lost Sophie. So she's on the scrap heap. I'm still pulling for Wendell to in the get back in the game challenge. But I just thought it was a fantastic episode. And Tony, you know, I didn't want to pick Tony because I just thought he was too big of a, you know, too big of a character. He would never make it to the end. But
he looks like the leader right now.
You know.
Kind of the odds-on favorite, I would think, wouldn't you? Wouldn't I mean?
Yeah, and as Sarah said, he's not a social player. I disagree, Sarah. I think he is.
He's. I mean, look, he got people not in his alliance to give him a token. He's definitely a social player.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Sarah doesn't understand what it is. I think the fashion show was a piece of the edit that could have stayed on the floor, and they could have given us more gameplay. I don't know.
More cowbell.
I got a fever. All right, Scott, final thoughts?
I still have Denise in the game and Parv on Extinction. So she's got some fire tokens. Maybe she can get an advantage in the challenge when to get back in the game. We'll see. And you still have, what, Rob and
Tyson.
Who's your other one?
Tyson.
Yeah.
Did I pick Tony last week?
I don't remember.
You might have.
I know I didn't pick Ben or Denise or Kim.
Or Nick?
I think you picked Michelle.
You did pick Michelle out of spite.
Yeah. We almost got rid of her.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like picking Tony now. I mean, I'll pick Tony if I can, if you'll let me. But I feel
you didn't lose anybody.
Playing the hot hand.
You didn't lose anybody. You have to stick with Michelle.
Did I pick Tony? I don't even remember. Oh, wait. You saying I'm really you're going to stick me with Michelle? That was a joke.
You picked her. You said, I'm picking Michelle.
You did, in the hopes to get rid of her.
Debbie, don't take it easy. Say, well, I think Denise is a badass. Bye, Debbie. Good to see you. Maybe we'll see you later tonight for the NFL draft. All right, so speaking of that, say this is all the show we have for you right now for the Survivor episode. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol US. And at Dome Patrol UK, follow us on YouTube to watch live broadcasts. Follow us on Facebook to watch live broadcasts. Everywhere when we post memes, we're on Instagram, I think. And we are also on your podcast app, which is on all kinds of different things. And we are on Dome Patrol Podcast.com. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, fire token donkeys.
The tribe has spoken.
I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter. Rock and roll, honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so, but come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent-a-cars and westbound trains. And now you're up on vacation. Some days are hard to explain. Yes, it's unlucky so. That's the reason we just had to go. But come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. Can't help it, honey. You're that much part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for enjoying the scenery. I know it's pretty out there. Yeah, we can go hiking on Tuesday. With you, I could walk anywhere. California is warm and quite thin. So nice to be in Georgia again. And come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.